Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Andre V. Rott here from Hermanus again, bringing you another podcast. And any of you want to write to me, SAProphet, PROPHET, as in the Bible, SAProphet. SA is for South Africa, but just short, SAProphet at yahoo.com. Give me a call, write to me. Let me know what's going on in your life. Maybe you'd like to support this ministry financially. Maybe you'd like to help us in whatever way you can. If you in the Hermanus or the Claremont area, maybe you can even meet us at one of our meetings and come and just enjoy what God is doing. One of the things the Lord is talking to me about at the moment is angels. And it's actually quite amazing because I preached on Sunday in Swellendam, and I was going to preach on something totally different. And while I was preparing, I kept getting this thing about angels, angels, angels. And then people started to talk to me about angels, and I thought, okay, Lord, I get it. I'm supposed to minister on angels. And I think it's one of the subjects that we so very seldom talk about. And yet it's something that's prevalent, relevant in our lives every single day. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to go and have a look at that. Hebrews chapter 1. We're looking at verse 13 and verse 14. It says, to which of the angels did God ever say, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Now look at the next verse, very important verse. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? In fact, the other Bible, the King James Bible, says sent to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. Now that's an interesting concept, because what that actually means is we have angelic beings that have been sent to serve us if we're born again and if we are on the way to glory. We're heirs of salvation. Some people want to know, what do angels look like? And they have the concept of these little cherubic-like creatures floating on a cloud playing a harp or a clarinet or something like that. And they think that's an angel. Well, let me tell you that every instance in the Bible, the angels are the most powerful beings, far more powerful than a human being. Massive creatures can wrestle with you. Jacob found that out and he got his thigh put out for the rest of his life. They can wrestle with you. They can defeat angelic hosts or demonic hosts that control geographical areas. They can defeat that. Daniel found that out. Jesus and two angels came and visited Abraham at the Oaks of Mamre. So Abraham understood that these are men who could actually eat meat, because they ate meat with Abraham. He prepared a calf for them. The main thing that you have to understand is angels are so powerful. If you take Sodom and Gomorrah, for instance, two angels destroyed a whole city of 120,000 people. That's how powerful they are. They're not these little cherubs that are found in Renaissance paintings floating on a cloud with playing a harp or a clarinet. They're powerful beings. And here's the interesting thing about it. The Bible says that one third of heaven fell when the enemy, when Satan himself, tried to coup heaven, fell. God sent him to earth. And here's what's interesting, what a lot of people don't really realize. Only one third of the angels fell, so the other two thirds are still available to serve us. And we don't get it, that we are, many things that happen in our lives happen because of the activity of angels. And I believe as we come into this last days before Christ's return, we are going to see more and more activity of angels. I believe if you start to ask the Lord to send out angels to assist you in your business, to assist you in your family matters, to assist you in your church matters, I think you're going to find there's a major difference that starts to take place. I believe that sometimes the angels are victims and they end up in the long line of the unemployed. If I have a servant girl who comes and works for me in my kitchen, if she comes in the morning and she looks at me and I look at her and I don't say anything to her, I don't give her instructions of what I need in my kitchen, like clean the pots, clean the floor, clean the windows, you know, do the washing. If I don't give her those instructions, she stands there all day waiting for instructions from the master of the house. Sometimes I think because we don't fully understand the activity of angels, and we need to understand it. Many of the angels would love to help us, but we never ask for their help. And we need to change that. The next scripture I want you to look at is Genesis chapter 24, verse 7. And the reason why I want to show you the scripture is because of this one reason. Angels are sent to lead us, to guide us, to bring us into the places that God has prepared beforehand for us. Many of you get confused and you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do, and you throw your hands up in the air. But you never get to praying, Lord, send your angel to lead us into the place that you have prepared beforehand for us. So we need to have a look at that. Genesis 24 verse 6 says, make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. Abraham's looking for a wife for Isaac. He gets his servant in and he says, listen, I want you to go back to the land of Laban. I want you to get a wife for my son. But don't worry, the angel of the Lord shall go before you. How did Abraham know that? How did Abraham know the angel of the Lord would go before him? Because I believe that God had taught Abraham how to work with angels. God had showed Abraham how to work with angels. Remember, they came at the Ocumambre. Jesus came with two angels. There were three of them. Abraham had many encounters with angels. Jacob had encounters with angels. Isaac had encounters with angels. Angels are part of our lives. What we have done, I think many of us, is we have forgotten or we don't consider their activity. And when we ignore them, they ignore us. One of the things they do, they lead us. And here's Abraham saying, listen, the angel will go before you. I think many of you have been on trips, been on adventures with the Lord and wondered, how did I get here? I didn't even know how I got here. Man, this is a wonderful place. God's brought me here. But we forget that the way that God does it is he sends his angel before us to bring us into the place that he has prepared beforehand for us. So angels are sent to lead us. The second thing that angels are sent to do, and I want you to really have a look at that, is Psalm 91 verse 11, is they sent to protect us. Oh yeah, that's very important. Psalm 91 verse 11 says, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Now, here's the thing that you need to understand. God has encamped us, encamped around us with angels to protect us. Many of us have been in very dangerous situations where our lives have been threatened. And all of a sudden, something wonderful happens and we set free and we wonder, how the hang did that happen? Simple, the activity of angels. You and I should not fear at all because angels go with us and encamp around us. I had a situation where I was in Wentworth in Durban one night and I was working for the banks at that time. And I was surrounded by gangsters, and one of the gangsters had a long silvery knife that was shining in the moonlight. And I kept thinking to myself, Andre, tickets, this is it, it's the last, this is it, you finished. And I stood there and I just prayed. I said, Lord, send your angel to protect me now. And these guys were very aggressive and they were shouting and screaming at me and calling me all kinds of names of what was I doing there, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, out of the side, and I don't know where this guy came from, this muscular fella came out of the bush and said, hey, what are you doing here? Leave my friend alone. I didn't know him. Never seen him in my life before. They got such a fight. They ran for their lives. And I thought, man, you're a good guy. And I went up to this guy. And I said, thank you very much. And he said, no, no pleasure. Get in your car and go. That's all he said. He certainly wasn't my client. He wasn't the guy that I'd just gone to see. I never saw him again. I wonder, where did that guy come from? I'm convinced that God sent an angel that night to protect me. God sends his angels to protect you. And you know what? When we pray, when we get into our mother cards in the morning, we need to say, angels of God, please protect us today, that nothing untoward happened to us. I had a man phone me this morning. He said his truck broke down right in the middle of a township, which is highly dangerous in Cape Town. He said, Andre, I want to tell you that all of a sudden, he said, and I'm sitting there thinking, now what am I going to do? Lord, you've got to help me out here, please. He said, all of a sudden, a man arrives at the truck with a bucky, a farmer. And hooks up his truck, which is bigger than the bucky, and hauls him out of there and got him to a petrol station so that he could at least be safe around people and start making arrangements to get someone to come and fetch his truck and help him. He said, Andre, I want to tell you something. The guy gave me a telephone number. I phoned him the next day to say thank you. He said... He said, and the guy on the other side of the telephone number when I phoned said, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. Please do not bother me and phone me on my phone. He said, Andre, I'm telling you, that was an angel. I've had many, many occasions of that. I know that in the Battle of Blood River, I know that the Zulu warriors started to run away because they looked towards the mountain and all these white soldiers on white horses came flying through the air. And the older Zulu warriors will tell you they were angels. Angels have come to help us, to protect us. So let's go to the next one. Angels also are sent, will come with Jesus. And here's the thing we've got to understand. In heaven, there's many, many angels. Lots of them. And the Bible says that when Jesus comes again, he will bring the angels with him. The scripture says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. Now that's in right there in Matthew chapter 25 and it's verse 31. So in the second coming, I'm going to be surrounded or I'm going to see a multitude, a myriad of angels coming with the Lord Jesus. How does this apply to me now? Well, firstly, I've got to acknowledge angelic activity in my life. Secondly, I've got to realize that one of the things that I can do to help myself is to pray, Lord, send your angel out before me to bring me into the place I need to be, to bring the people that I need to see. I mean, when Joseph was out looking for his brothers, the Bible says, and he met a man in the fields who told him where his brothers were. That's an angel. So angels bring you to people. So, Lord, bring the right people in my life. Cause the angels to bring the right people into my life. Sometimes the angel would touch the water and people would go into that water, and the first person who got into the water would get healed. I believe that God has healing angels, and that they would come and they would bring healing to us. I believe that angels bring provision to us. The prophets, when they were out there in the wilderness, the angels came and brought them food. I also believe that the angels ministered to us. They ministered to Jesus after his temptation, and they ministered to Jesus before the cross. They come and they minister to us. They come and they bring us the word of God. And sometimes we need to say, Lord, we have many times when angels have spoken, we've kind of disregarded what they've told us. I've done it many times. Lord, I'm sorry. I need to acknowledge angels, and I need to be aware that they're around me and they're here to protect me, but they're also here to bring a message to me, a word from you. They're the ones that herald the coming of Christ. And I think in these last days, we're going to see a lot more of angels and their activity before Jesus comes again. If you have disregarded angels, beware. They're much bigger than you are. Number two, if you have poo-pooed the idea that angels would speak to you, well, you need to go into the scripture and have a look at the activity of angels with the saints, particularly in the book of Genesis, because it's really, the stories are wonderful there about what angels do with man. And finally, please understand one thing. God, many people say, well, the Lord will do it, but they never ask the question, how will he do it? Many times God sends his angels to provide for us, to protect us, to bring us a word, and most of all, to bring us into that place that he has prepared beforehand for us. God bless you. Please remember, write to me, saprophet@yahoo.com. This is Pastor Andre. Till next podcast, just for now.